I don't like this choice of music. Curtis.
All, positive vibes.
All the money's hopefully not gone. And hopefully what money is gone will come back. Mark Harmon, Kevin Powell on 720 WGN. Hope you have a great Saturday night. Good to be with you. We're here till 10. David Menning is the founder and chief investment officer for Heritage Capital Research, and he joins us now. David, people are nervous out there. The Dow closed on Friday in the 19s. It's at down, what, 900 points, 19,173. Where do you think we're going from here, David? And thank you for taking time for and joining us on WGN.
Happy to help out. Thanks for having me. Yeah, that's a great question. I think the music was an interesting choice. I got to give you that. There's an old saying in the money management business in times of crisis, and I think it really applies here. And the saying is panic early or not at all. So, you know, where we go from here, you're in what's called a bad news panic. This is not a normal bear market. It's not a normal type of recession. So we just have, you have to remember that the stock market is a discounting mechanism for future expectations. So what traders are trying to do is figure out what the future looks like and then discount the price of stocks to reflect that future. So at this stage, we're probably much closer to the end than the beginning, and hence the panic early or not at all a concept.
So, okay, so you're telling people basically then to ride it out if you haven't done anything to this point. But let me just play the pessimist for 1 second here, David.
Sure.
So, okay, we've got everybody's staying home right now. Businesses are obviously going to suffer. The numbers that are going to come out, the economic numbers, are not going to be pretty. Maybe that's priced in already, I guess. But I'm just trying to get a pathway to where I could see people having money in their pockets. Do you think the government stimulus will work here where people are getting checks? You know, it'll be great to get one check, but it's obviously not going to be enough. So I'm trying to figure out a way where we don't keep on going down, because where are people going to be working? How are they going to pay their bills? I mean, what level of unemployment are we going to have? I mean, all these are scary questions that it's hard to have an answer for, which is why when I put my pessimistic hat on, that's where I go.
Yeah, it's really easy to be pessimistic right now. The scary part is for the small business person. You know, the lower income wage earners are definitely at risk. And hopefully the stimulus package, you know, I woke up this morning and saw in my email that Kudlow's talking about a $2 trillion stimulus. Well, it was 1.2 on Friday. So you have to... But can that fix it? No. Can the Fed fix it? No. The only thing that fixes this situation is the news on the number of new cases and on the virus. When that stops getting worse, that's when things can improve. Again, the stock market isn't going down necessarily on the news. It's going down looking ahead. And what we're pricing in right now is pretty bad. I mean, you're talking about a decline, what are we on the S&P, 31.9% off the top, 35.1% on the Dow off the top. The thing to keep in mind, even when the pessimist hat is on, is that discounts an awful lot of bad news. I mean, in 2008, things are very different now than they were in 2008. In 2008, nobody knew what was going on. The Fed was way behind the curve. I mean, unless you were an accountant and understood the alphabet soup of derivatives and the mark-to-market rules, people were losing their houses. This is a self-inflicted wound. The way to kill this virus or to crush the virus is basically to crush the economy. So that's what we're doing. We're doing it on purpose. So the key is, I mean, I have to tell you, guys, I'm a card-carrying member of the glasses half-full club. That doesn't mean I'm a Pollyanna all the time. It means I think we need to give the U.S. the benefit of the doubt. And here, you know, the economy was doing very well. We had high levels of employment. People were happy. Everything's going well. 22 days ago, the S&P 500 was at an all-time high. So
crazy.
This is clearly a panic about what might happen. It's fear. Okay, so all I'm saying is we've discounted a fair amount of bad news. That takes a lot into account. Could we go down 40% or 50%? Sure. Will it be temporary? I believe so, because again, this economic recession, which is all but assured now, we did it on purpose. We had to have people stay home to stop from getting sick. It's not like 2008, where we had a demand just goes away. Nobody wants to buy anything. Everybody's scared of the future. Here, we're scared of getting sick. Yes, the jobs, and that's going to be a second derivative problem of this. But I think, you know, once we get the number of new cases starting to roll over, and they talk about flattening the curve, and that's really the goal here. Once that curve starts to roll over, the bell curve, and we start to go down the other side, we will look to the future. And at this point, if this goes on for, say, 3 to 6 months, I got to think that the American consumer isn't going to change their ways completely in 3 months. So people get back to kind of business as usual, and I think things can improve. The thing to remember, you know, we're in a bear market. It's a panic, yes. It's very short so far, a record-breaking. But the thing to keep in mind is look ahead. Out of every bear market, out of every panic, like your last commercial talking about, you know, when Kennedy was shot and the 9/11, things like that, look at what has happened to the market. It's always gone higher. It's just a question of how long it takes to get there. So I got some stats for you here. The average bull market gains between 86 and 106% over a period of 2 to 2.75 years. So as a guy who helps advisors plan for their portfolios for their clients, I think that we got to be excited here, because looking ahead, at some point enough will be enough. We will discount the future, and at some point the next bull market is born. And if the average bull market basically doubles in value, hey, that's a great opportunity to make some money coming up. And I think it's already ugly, so let's look on the bright side.
David Menning, founder, chief investment officer, Heritage Capital Researcher, with us here on 720 WGN. Would you, if you had money on the side right now, David, would you tell people to dip in? And if so, where?
Yeah, that's a really great point. I was walking, we were walking down to the mailbox, because, you know, that's allowed now. You can still go outside to go to the mailbox. And I saw my neighbor. And he said, Dave, you're going to be so proud of us. We took money out of, you know, in our 401k, we shifted money from bonds to stocks. And we had had a gathering a while back, and we were talking about this, and I said that's probably the offensive move at some point. So having money on the sidelines is critical in this situation. And you know, if you're lucky enough to have created some cash in the beginning of this, now's the time to start nibbling. I tell people that you need, if you're going to be buying things, don't try and pick the bottom. Nobody can. I can't. Nobody can. It's a fool's errand. So what we want to do is think ahead. Where are we going to be a year from now or 2 years from now? So what I would recommend people do if they're going to put cash to work is put it to work with, think of three buckets. Take an initial position and have two more opportunities to buy. In terms of where you're buying, there's only two places to be in this market. Government bonds, all other types of bonds aren't working right now. Government bonds provide whether that's a fund or an ETF, they provide a shock absorber to your portfolio. And then the other place to be, and it's crazy, the NASDAQ 100, you know, the Googles, the Apples, the Amazons, the Netflix of the world, they're outperforming like crazy. And that's because these are the companies that, you know, Facebook's of the world, they just print money. And when times are tough, investors want to go to those companies that print money. And so they call them, now they're called computer staples. So you want to be in those. I think long term, they still make a lot of sense. One of the problems with the Googles and the Facebooks, Amazon, was the fear of regulation. And I think one of the upsides of this crisis is I think the government's going to put any regulatory efforts on the back burner.
Interesting. 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in here and ask David a question. So you believe that do you think corporate bonds are safe? You said government bonds. Do you think corporate bonds are safe?
Not at the moment. Fundamentally, from a macro point of view, from a long-term point of view, sure, corporate bonds are great. I've owned them for quite some time with our advisor clients. So, but lately, we're in a sell first and ask questions later mode, and everything is being sold. So So there's also the problem. There's really, we need to remember that there's really three problems here, and it's not just the virus. It's the virus, it's the oil crash, and it's also the problems inside the credit markets. So right now, the only, you know, the only bonds that really work in a crisis are the government sector. Corporates are going to be good. High yield will be good. It's uninvestable right now because there's a lot of dislocation going on. And so, yeah, you got to stick with governments right now. And again, that may be good for the next week, month, 3 months. I don't know. But I would encourage folks to always have some pure, what I call pure bonds, pure governments in their portfolio, because they're a great shock absorber in this type of environment.
Do you think the stimulus policies are going to work here, David? And I've heard from, you know, people on both sides of the aisle here. Some people like it, some people don't, and it doesn't seem to have a political affiliation whatsoever on whether or not they think it's a good idea to have the stimulus. What do you see?
It's simply both the Fed. I mean, the Fed is on the case. Good grief, they are killing it. But I assume you're talking about the fiscal stimulus with sending checks to people and things like that. That's not going to fix anything. It will just make it less bad. What you're trying to do here is, if you're the U.S. government, is you're trying to keep people from panicking. So my daughter she just got her master's degree and got her first job, and she found out she's going to get a check for maybe $1,000, $1,200, and it just put a smile on her face, made her feel good. And in her world, that's a lot of money. They're talking about, remember, the U.S. economy last year, I believe, was something on the order of 21 point something, $21.3 trillion. So if we're going to do a stimulus of $2 trillion, that's 10% of the U.S. economy. Depending on who you listen to, they're talking about a recession, or, you know, a decline in GDP in Q2 in the range of anywhere from 6 to, you know, Goldman came out on Friday with a 24% decline estimate. J.P. Morgan's talking 14. So what they're trying to do is put a dent in that that decline, and then also give people the wherewithal to, when things get better, to, hey, let's go buy that hot tub. Let's take that trip after all. Maybe not a cruise, but try to. They're hoping for pent up demand to kick in and have this economic recovery be quicker, and that's really the goal. Will it fix the situation? No. But it will certainly help on the other side.
Fingers crossed.
A brand new 4K LED 60-inch TV in my basement sounds pretty good. I'm looking forward to that $1,200 check.
Excellent.
David, let's slip one real quick call in for you. Go, Jerry, go ahead. You've been patient. What's your question?
Okay, I used to play the option market, and I used to take calls or puts on the indexes. Do you think that that's a good thing to maybe take a 6 month out or a year out on some of these indexes and take the calls? Maybe, let's say, if the OEX index is at, if the strike price is 50, you know, maybe buy the 100 of the calls and see if you can make some money. Do you think that might be work or not?
Wow, Jerry going deep. I like it. What do you got, David?
Well, that's a very aggressive strategy, number one. So if you are, understand that that's a very specific type of investing in options. It's very aggressive. So for the very aggressive investor, yes, I think the time frame is you got to get the time frame right. My problem with options is I can get the direction right, and I can be off by 2 days and still lose all my money. So I'm not a big options guy. But I think the bet is appropriate. You know, again, a 35% hit in 3 weeks or 4 weeks is pretty impressive, and it discounts a lot of bad news. Will we get down to 50? Maybe. I really don't know. But when you lose 4 to 6% a day, you know, anything can happen. So, yeah, I like the bet. I just think you have to get the time frame right. I don't think that's a type of investment that the average investor should make. I mean, obviously, Jerry, you're an experienced investor, and so for you, I think that's a good idea. For the average person who may have never bought options before, no.
What as we let you go here, Jerry, what about for the 60-year-old who's seen his 401k go down 30% and maybe had $100,000 in there, and now he's got $70,000 and he's terrified that it's going to go to 20. But you're telling him to hang in there. Don't move it anywhere. Don't put it into fixed income.
No, I think let me be clear. I think there's an opportunity coming. And in all seriousness, you know, the way to play this game, if you want to play it at all, is to look on the bright side and to say, okay, what can I do? I've taken the hit, so what can I do to make it better? Well, understand that the next bull market will be coming. So at some point in the next month or two, perhaps shift some money, either if it was in cash, that'd be the best thing, shift money from cash into the stock market, and focus on the growth funds, the growth ETFs. This is not a time for value, so don't be playing that game. What I'm basically doing, we work with an advisor who works with athletes, you know, NBA, NFL folks. And what we're getting ready to do is to shift, to take a more aggressive stance in the portfolios, so that they can be positioned. And we're not going to get the bottom right. We're not trying to. But looking ahead a year or two, we think shifting 5 or 10%, you know, to a more offensive position, put your offense on the field. You know, we think that'll probably pay off as the new bull market is born.
All right, offense on the field. Hey, David, thanks so much for taking time. We appreciate it. All right.
Very welcome. Thanks for having me.
David Menning joining us here as we look at the money, basically to calm myself down. You all right over there,
Kiki? What are you first buying when you get your $1,200 check from the federal government?
I'm thinking about a
$1,000 check, whatever it is.
Beyond Burger, Portillo's? I don't know. Let me think about that. 720 WGN.